Today we are proud to be bringing you an inspiring story of three young excellent and determined team. And that's a team from the St. Mary's Academy Secondary School, Quadrajik. They have emerged victorious in the 2026 South Sudan Debaters and Public Speakers Championship for Central Equatoria State. Now, this remarkable achievement comes ahead of the upcoming national competition set to take place in Rumbek. Now, the championship now, in its sixth edition, is organized annually by the Teachers Without Borders Association to nurture critical thinking, confidence, and public speaking among students. Now, we're honored to have with us three outstanding participants from the winning team. That's Aker Dengyak and Adieu Majok, and also Awol Chol, who are ready to share their journey with us here on the program. Good morning. Thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. How are you today? You can all answer in chorus if you can.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, I'm only hearing one voice. Do I really have three participants with me?
No, we're all here.
I need that team spirit, and I need that championship spirit in the studio today. Are you okay?
Yeah, good.
Hopefully you had breakfast. Is it too early for breakfast?
Not really.
What time do you normally take your breakfast?
Normally at 8.
At 8. I take it that you've already taken your breakfast, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome on board. I would love to hear from the gentleman amidst the girls. Introduce yourself to us.
Okay, I appreciate everyone that is watching. My name is Awol Chol William, a senior 3-year student from St. Mary's Academy. And I'm so happy to be here, hosted by someone like you.
All right, welcome.
All right, thanks so much for hosting us. My name is Adieu Majok Deng.
I'm going to need you to speak like you have had breakfast, just like you said.
I'm actually so excited. Uh-huh. So, yeah, my name is Adieu Majok Deng. Okay. I am a student at St. Mary's Academy, Senior 3 Arts.
Yes, Adieu. Thank you and welcome. Is it your first time to be here?
Yeah, it is. And that is why it's so exciting.
You're welcome. And you, my dear.
Good morning to everyone who's listening to Radio Miraya and to you, Irene. My name is Aker Dengyak. I'm also a student from St. Mary's, Senior 3 Arts with them.
All right. So we have Aker, Adieu, and we also have Chol, right?
Yeah, Chol.
Awol Chol. Mm-hmm. Okay, so welcome. We would love to know how it feels like to win the Central Equatoria State Championship, Aker. How does it feel like to be a champion? I'm sure the whole school knows you before. Yeah. You're the celebrities of the school.
It's actually a very big privilege for us to win such a tournament, because TBA is so far branded the biggest tournament that can be hosted, and to be a champion of such a tournament is like it delights my heart, and I become so happy. It hasn't been an easy journey though, but the fact that we won the finals, it was so good.
Right,
it felt so right.
And Adieu, tell me about how it feels.
It's actually so exciting. I feel like it's a responsibility that has been placed on your shoulders, and it means you have to work hard to make sure you inspire others that are like still planning to become debaters, others that are still on their journey going there. It's like the best feeling ever. It feels good.
Speaking about responsibilities being put on your shoulder, you must defend this title.
Very much. You must.
Yes, Cheryl, tell me.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I think I feel so good. Winning the tournament, TBA, I can just use a sample, you know, like when you're trying to compete over eating some particular food and then you get the food after the competition and eat that food, you're likely to feel like the flavor so nice because it's something that everyone competes for. Unlike when you eat something that no one competes for. That's the same with TBA. TBA is something that old school took personal, everyone was competing for, and it happens we are the ones that ended up eating the food. So the flavor obviously has to be nice. So I can just say I'm feeling really, really
Chol,
nice.
You
about
must be
it.
A foodie. What's your favorite food? Not the debating club, but what's your actual favorite food?
I actually love eating kudra. I'm so local.
No, you're not local, my friend. Food is food.
Yeah, food is food. Sure.
So yes, I would love to know what inspired you, Aker. I mean, public speaking actually scares the heaven out of people.
Yeah, it actually does. Yeah. It's so terrifying when you stand in front of people and then you'll be looking at pairs of eyes.
Yes.
It's so bad. Okay, my inspiration, it comes a little way back. Like in primary, I was once the head prefect. Okay?
Right.
So my sister was telling me that we come from a family where we have to stand for others and stuff.
So my career just began from leadership. Then as I started coming in high school, I was motivated by the debaters and how they'll be so elegant and they'll be speaking. So I said, if I still have that courage and I can be able to stand, right, what I need to do is just like imagine myself in this debating arena. So it's not that much that motivated me. It's just that the sense that a debater gets a scholarship, knowing how bad the economy is, the best thing I can do is to like help my parents and to lessen their burden of paying the fees.
Wow, such so a focused young lady.
Yeah.
Okay. And Adieu, what's your story?
The debate journey begins in a kind of funny way. You know, it actually began with a passion at first, observing the young people that debated, how they like debated, led me to like a point where I just admired their way of speaking and a lot of things. So by that, I became so much motivated. And like Akir said, all of us here work towards like lessening the burdens of our own parents. And seeing debate had opportunities that it provided for people, we had to like make sure we work hard. So I decided I would work hard, and with the inspiration I had, the people around me, the schools, and even how they supported the debaters, this inspired me to like make sure that I do great things and become a better person, lessening the burden of my parents, and even inspire others who could later come, just like I was inspired. So that is what brought me forward.
Okay, that's good to be looking up to people. Yes, my dear Awol, what's your story?
Okay, thanks. I think I got inspired to like become a good debater back then in my P4 year, when I was still a young person. So we were hosted in Capital FM. I don't know if you know it.
Yes,
under some moderator. I forgot her name because of how young I was.
All right.
So the debate was so intense. We had a debate, and then
had a debate on air, like on the radio.
Yeah. So I was the best speaker, and it was time when people that were watching us outside there were to give their comments. So some person just gave a comment and was like, "This guy has confidence.
Wow.
Please continue." So when I saw that, I was like, okay, so if people are able to support me, at least I should also have something that compensates for that support.
Right.
And that's how I started joining, like, debate.
Right. And Charles, you moved forward because somebody cultivated positivity in your life, right?
Yeah.
So what do you speak about people speaking positively about their children?
I think that's really nice. It's important for you to positively talk to your children because at some point in time, the positivity that you show to your child, makes him or her like have that confidence that someone is looking after him or her.
Right.
But when you always show negative signs to that child, he might have the sense of being hated and things like that. So that affects how a child grows in a family.
Right. Thank you so much. And Akir, you came here with your teachers. Eh?
Yeah.
We would love to know how have they been able to support you on this journey?
I can say like this can be the best lot of teachers that we get. Because sometimes when you go for tournaments, you might not have the transportation, or you might have influence. Like, whether one day you'll have the transport, then the next day you don't. One day you have water and you don't. Like, there's this thing about debating. Usually when you debate, you get tired and thirsty because you'll have
you're
to be able to
squeeze.
You have to talk a lot.
Defending so much.
Yeah. And in this period, we have never lacked water. We have never lacked food. We have never lacked even emotional support. Like, before the tournament began, okay, there was a tournament we went for. That was the Youth Link. We felt sure of it. We thought like the administration or the teachers would look down at us. But to our surprise, they called us and they were like, this is in the end. There's another tournament. So that kind of motivation was the one to make us win this tournament. And this championship title is not only for us, but also for our teachers.
Right.
For the support and for the energy they've instilled in us. It was so... like, it was a very happy moment when we won the championship and we went back to St. Mary's and everybody was just
waiting
so excited.
For you.
Yeah.
You came back to a hero's welcome.
Exactly.
yes, my dear. How was the feeling? I mean, how have your teachers helped you through this?
Honestly, the biggest motivation that my teachers gave me is, like, emotionally. Just like Akir said, all the things they provided were necessary, but then the biggest part was on how they made sure they motivate us after each and every round, especially the Youth Link.
Right.
They made sure they stood with us even when we fell short in the semifinals. It's normal. Like, normally other people would just step forward and they blame you for all the resources. Like, how could you fall short there? But
right,
then,
so what happened? Why did you fall short?
In the semifinals?
Yeah.
The debate was intense, yeah. Things happened, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, after that they called us. They told us a lot of things, words of encouragement. The support we got there was different from the rest of the supports we've ever gotten. And that is actually what motivated us to do best. So the kind of emotional support they give is just amazing. And I'm proud to be at that school, honestly.
So was it the first time for your school to represent?
Yeah, it was.
Youth
Link, it was.
Okay, so you are the pioneers of the school.
Yeah.
Ah, it must be a very good feeling. Yes, Chol. Tell me, so what set of skills, since it's your first time, have you managed to gather through the interactions of this very competitive competition?
Okay, I learned a lot, I swear, from the tournaments I've been exposed to, which I need to credit my school for that. So I think the first thing I learned from the tournaments I've gone to is on socialization. I've realized that especially the world we are in, the one that benefits most is the one that knows more, not the one that just speaks. So when I went out there for the tournaments, I saw how people like socialize, how schools exchange numbers, how school exchange names and all this. That's one thing I also realized. Second thing I realized is on not being too frustrated about things, because I saw many schools losing, but still even when they lost like that title, they could still show some smiles. That was really nice. So it's a really, really nice skill that I've learned.
Yeah.
We don't always have to be frustrated, even when things are not always as we expect.
Yeah, that's true. And in life, by the way, you don't have to stress over things you have no control over.
Yes.
Okay? All right. So you're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show. In case you just joined us, I am having a set of young people from the school in Kwadojik, St. Mary's Academy Secondary School, and they have emerged victorious in the 2026 South Sudan Debaters and Public Speakers Championship for Central Equatorial State. Now, as we continue the conversation, Akhir, you're preparing for the national competition in Rumbek. How is this coming through?
Yeah, it's going on well, but as currently, for a tournament, the biggest thing you can prepare for are the motions. But we haven't gotten the motions yet, but emotionally and mentally, we are prepared. And with confidence, we can say we have a trophy to win. Yeah,
that's the spirit, girl. And yes, Adieu. So what happens? Do they give you the motion? Or you just prepare with a set of motions?
They give you the motions. Oh. It's usually like done in two ways. They give impromptus, then prepared rounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
right. So what you're preparing for now is the impromptus.
Yeah, we're just trying to prepare emotionally. Yet the things are not yet out, so yeah, we're still waiting.
Okay. So let's find out about what advice you would give to other young people who want to join the debating club and also, you know, being part of the understanding the art of public speaking. Chol.
Okay, yeah, it's a really nice thing that I could share with those that are trying to watch us. I just realized
they're listening, by the way.
Okay,
not
those are
watching.
My bad.
Yes,
those are listening. So what I can just say is, you know, like most careers in future need confidence, especially someone like me who plans to be a president, especially to dictatorship.
Right.
You need like that confidence to achieve that. And for you to achieve that, you must have to...
You're inspired by dictatorship.
Yeah, I love how dictators behave.
Wow, that's quite ambitious.
Yeah. So I can tell my fellow, those ones that are listening, that please make sure you join debate, because it builds confidence. It ensures you become the better version of yourself. Yeah, so that's the only thing I can...
Akhir, what's your advice to those who are listening?
Okay, my advice is simple. Like, currently, the most dominant format is the World School Debate format, and it's very scary because people have, like, you have to be fast, you have to have content, you must be confident, and you must use these gestures. Those things are scary even for someone like me. But then you might not know the fun in debates until you begin it. So every journey just begins with one step. So what you do is just stand up and just start talking. You find yourself already debating. It's not, the demand for debate is not that much. And you just involve yourself. Take it as something that is fun. Don't take it as a competition.
Right.
That is how personally I began. And I'll tell the rest, like, that is a very good way to begin
the
debate.
And you?
Yeah. Advice is quite simple. You know, a lot of people don't, like, believe in their abilities. Somebody has this ability to do something, but then how you just start is what scares you the most. So my encouragement is simple to all those that are listening. If at all you're interested in doing something better for yourself, start believing in your abilities. Do something for yourself. Even if it means joining debates, join them. Just do what you can do best.
Right. Okay, so we'll come back and listen from you about your final message to the big people, your parents who are listening, just after the news, the news headlines in just 1 minute. Good morning. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning. I'm happy to tell you that I am joined in the studio with students from St. Mary's Academy Secondary School who have emerged victorious in the 2026 South Sudan Debaters and Public Speakers Championship for St. Secretary of State. Well, this remarkable achievement comes ahead of the upcoming national competition set to take place in Rumbek. And as you've heard from them, they are preparing and preparations are in high gear thanks to the support, the unwavering support that they get from their teachers there. In the studio is Aker Danyak, Adiu Majuk, and also Awol Chol, who have been telling us about how the experience has been, what sort of skills they have been able to acquire during this exercise. Very important things there. But shortly, we'll be listening to the news headlines. Good morning. This is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasu.
السلام رسالتنا الوحدة هدفنا راديو ميرايا صوت السلام Breakfast Show News Headlines.
A very good morning. It's 8:30 a.m. Well, five members of the organized forces have each been sentenced to 24 years in prison after a court at Juba National Prison found them guilty of the murder of Konti Okot, a former employee of the Ministry of Petroleum, in January. President Salva Kiir has praised the Ministry of Public Service and Human Resource Development's biometric and headcount initiative aimed at eliminating ghost names in the public service. While the National Elections Commission is proposing amendments to the Elections Act to shorten timelines and meet the December 2026 election schedule. And finally, the Transitional National Legislative Assembly has received a proposal to transfer the premises of Rumbek National Secondary School to Rumbek University of Science and Technology, sparking debate among lawmakers and members of the public. Well, that's it for the news headlines. Good morning. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا صوت السلام.
Oh, yes, and that brings us back to our conversation that we just had before the news headlines here, speaking to our team of champions from St. Mary's Academy Secondary School. Finally, Aker, what is your message to those who are listening in, your parents?
Okay, like for me to give the message, I want to first share shortly my debate journey,
okay,
the tournaments I've been to and how I've fallen short, but people never gave up on me. My first tournament was with Adieu. It was called the JDO Opens, made by Jinup Debate Society, Joint Debate Society, actually. So that was the first debate I ever had, and I did make it to the outbreaks, like for the knockout rounds. That was fine. Went for the East African Debate Championship when I was still a student at the lead. We fell short at quarters. Again, for the African Schools Debate, fell short at quarters. For the RPDA debates, also at quarters.
Wow.
Yeah, so... They even named me, but I wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get it. Yeah.
Right.
They started naming me and some colleagues of mine at Siama and Aduk. They named us the quarter queens because we never made it
to the finals.
There, yeah. But even so, my previous school used to win tournaments, but my mom never asked me why I wasn't that person to win. She just believed deep down that her daughter one time might be a champion or she might win something. What was making the backup was on the certificates that I got, like the certificates of merit and participation, she was happy. But then also some of these tournaments, they can cost our parents because there's some time when there's a need for the parents, like the traveling documents or something of that kind. But my parents have never asked me why you need this. They just listen and they provide, and I'm so happy for that. Even when we won this championship, my mom came yesterday. Even when she was supposed to go to Uganda, she had to postpone her journey just to come and see her daughter.
Wow.
So that is even a
motivation. She must be listening, I bet.
I don't think she is because she's in Uganda.
Oh, okay.
No, she doesn't know I'm here.
Right.
But I know my dad is listening. He has also been helping me in this journey, like in the choice of... Any choice that I have to make, they make sure that it doesn't affect my debate career. because they have a vision for me that I have to be like a lawyer for me to be confident and for public reaction. So it's so good. And I also want to also take this opportunity to be able to appreciate Radio Miraya, because somewhere, somehow, this is an exposure.
Yes, it
so
is.
You might also, you don't know what God has planned for us. You might have a scholarship somewhere, or you just have somebody who's willing to listen to what you're saying.
Right.
So my appreciation goes to everyone who has been watching me in silence, because at the time I saw a comment, they'll be like, okay, Denyak, I've been watching your journey. You've been a magnificent speaker, and I hope for all the best. So all those who have been following me up, those who have been listening to me, my teachers, Radio Miraya, my parents and everyone, thank you for the support. It's not going in vain, and this is not the first or the last championship you'll be able to right. hear from St. Mary's. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. You're so well articulate. Keep it up. Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, it's simple. First, I begin by, like, appreciating my parents, honestly. They did a lot. You know, the responsibility lies in their hand, whether they want me to debate or not. They have that power to stop me from debating. And right. what they did, they just took the chances to motivate me and made sure that I participate.
Mm.
Secondly, it goes to my school, because without their sponsor, otherwise we wouldn't have been debating and we wouldn't have gotten this. You know, it wasn't simple, you know, with their motivation, with how people look at you and how they are in position to provide for you. It just motivates you to work hard.
Mm.
So to my school, I'm like deeply thankful to be at St. Mary's, honestly, because that school is not just a school. It's a family, a community of people who are ready to support each other regardless of what. So thank you, St. Mary's, and to my parents and my siblings especially. Honestly, I'm thankful to have you. If you're listening to me right now, you're the best people and the best things that could ever happen to me, because the amount of support I receive is like the best thing that could ever anybody would ever want.
Mm.
To other parents that are out there, I just have a simple message to you. You know, it's important that you involve yourself in your child's journey, because that is the main thing that motivates them. You have to make sure that you look at what they do and support them if you think it's something better for them. That is like the biggest motivation any child could ever want. So it's just simple. Support your children in whatever it is they do. And I'm honestly thankful to have the surrounding I have, honestly.
Right.
And Radio Miraya, thank you for hosting us. Honestly, it means a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm such a big fan of this radio station. And being here today is actually very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you for that. To all the fans of St. Mary's Academy, honestly, I appreciate you on how you are like in position to support our school. It means a lot. And thank you. That's all I have
thank
for
you.
Now.
Thank you so much, Adieu. And our doors are always open for people like you who are causing a positive change. Finally, Awol, what is your message?
Okay, I appreciate you. So what I can say to my parents, my friends who are out there is, you always have to consider environment for progress. As a footballer, if you want to be a better footballer, you need to join the best team. As a cook, if you want to be a best chef, you need to join the best restaurant. As a moderator, if you want to be a best moderator, you need to join the best radio station. The
right.
same as a student, if you need to be a very good student, you need to join a very good school. So I can say is, SMAC is always like the best, especially in how it exposes people out. I don't want the opportunities to only be benefited or to only be consumed by us. Those that are out, I really encourage we all come and join so that we all benefit from the opportunities. Second, I can say is opportunities are not gotten, they are created. So my friends, families and everyone out there, don't be that guy that sits and thinks that opportunities will come. It was not easy to come to Radio Miraya.
Hmm.
It was something we created. So I can just advise that please, let's work hard. Let's not have the narrative that opportunities will come. Let's have the narrative that we chase opportunities. Lastly, I appreciate Radio Miraya. Radio Miraya for hosting us.
Right.
It's really something nice. I really love the environment. That's why I could say, those are watching us, because I wanted people to watch us, because the place was the place is extremely nice. I'm too jealous that people are listening, not watching. So,
right.
yeah.
No, but very soon they'll be watching you. Just the way you're looking at yourself in the on the screen right now, very soon people will be watching us on Facebook. So thank you so much, Chol. I actually like the way, how pragmatic you are. You are a very real person. Eh? You don't bury your head in the sand. And that's what exactly we need in the young people of this nation. Well, team, thank you so much for your time. And congratulations, and I hope that you bring the trophy back home to your schools. Yeah.